With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A Russian missile and drone attack on Kiev has killed at least 9 people in the Ukrainian capital, more than 60 others injured. President Trump frustrated with Volodymyr Zelensky after the Ukrainian president rejected recognizing Crimea as Russian territory as part of a peace agreement. The BBC's John Donison.
As for the handing over of Crimea to be officially recognized by the United States as Russian, well, that is basically a non-starter for President Zelensky. He said it would be against Ukraine's constitution. Donald Trump is clearly impatient. It said he wants to try and get this done within his first 100 days in office, basically by this time next week. And it is extremely difficult to see where the compromises needed are going to come from and what compromises Russia is being asked to make.
Commerce Secretary Lutnick says the U.S. has spoken with 90 countries about working out a deal on tariffs. Meanwhile, a dozen states are suing the Trump administration in the Court of International Trade, looking to have the president's tariffs declared illegal. Dick Durbin says 5 terms in the U.S. Senate, that's quite enough. The Illinois Democrat will not run for re-election next year.
Durbin made the announcement on X, writing that I truly love the job of being United States Senator, but in my heart, I know it's time to pass the torch. Durbin was first elected to the Senate in 1996. He served as Senate Democratic Whip since 2005. He is the 4th Democrat to announce they won't be running in 2026. The others include Senators Gary Peters of Michigan, Gene Shaheen of New Hampshire, and Tina Smith of Minnesota. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 258 points. NASDAQ futures off 147. This is SRN News. The battle over assisted suicide continues in the United Kingdom.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer has been presented with a petition against the practice signed by more than 9,000 people. It was organized by the Society for the Protection of Unborn Children, Britain's leading pro-life organization. Parliament will take up a bill to legalize physician-assisted suicide next month, and pro-lifers warn that if it passes, it will lead to the victimization of the elderly and the disabled who might be prompted to take their own lives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some good news on anti-Semitism. The number of attacks and other incidents around the world declined slightly last year from a peak reached immediately after Hamas launched its attack on Israel in the fall of 2023. That's according to an annual report from Tel Aviv University. However, the researchers say the number of attacks in 2024 was still significantly higher than in 2022. This is SRN News. A set of the first 4 editions of Shakespeare's collected works, expected to sell for up to $6 million at auction next month.
The sale will take place on Shakespeare's 461st birthday. Sotheby's said the May 23rd sale will be the first time since 1989 that a set of the first, second, third, and fourth folios has been offered at auction at a single lot. The first folio was published in 1623, 7 years after Shakespeare's death. It contains 36 plays, of which half were published there for the first time. Scholars say that without the book, plays including Macbeth, The Tempest, and The Twelfth Night might have been lost. Keith Peters, Washington.
Secretary of State Rubio says Iran must give up nuclear enrichment as part of any deal with the U.S. Iran has long refused to surrender its ability to enrich uranium. More details at SRNNews.com.